This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 27th. God's word to you today is capacity quotient. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 2, verses 20 to 22, and it says, "He said, praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things." We will kick off today's devotional with our final thought from yesterday, which is, when we know God and understand that he is full of wisdom and full of power, and that he orchestrates the course of events, we are better equipped to deal with the things we do not understand. Some days ago, I gave the example of how I made the soccer team as a freshman in my secondary school. If I understood that God put me on that soccer team for a purpose, I would not have been upset at my coach for the hard lesson in teamwork. I would have been accommodating of my teammates that were falling behind in the drill. I would recognize that, like Daniel, God was using all that to work on my character, so I would be able to thrive in that situation. I hope you get this. When we see the wisdom, power, and strength of God, we accept the fact that nothing happens to God's people by chance. We become better equipped to deal with life circumstances. So when we lose something, like a business deal, or we go through tough times, or people say treacherous things about us, or we have a coach that is making us do the extra, or we have teammates that we consider slackers, we will understand that all things are working together for our good. James 1 verses 2 to 4 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." James is showing us the God approach and attitude to problems of any kind, and it does not get depressed or question God's love for you, or say God has forgotten about you, or say, why do I always have to pay such a huge price? The Bible says that when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it as an opportunity for great joy. Rejoice. Note that it is not just an opportunity for joy, but rather it is an opportunity for great joy. That is a total paradigm shift. Please get this. It is an opportunity for great joy because you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. The capacity of your faith is directly proportional to the capacity of your problems. If you check the people that have had great faith and capacity, you will discover that they have had to tackle great problems. Similarly, research shows that people that have great capacity for leadership have an amazing capacity for pain. Leadership is painful. Let us pray. Lord, I trust your wisdom. Therefore, I will rejoice in the face of troubles of any kind, because you are growing me and increasing my capacity. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.